taita o la Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boom welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to our youth program Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle once again lamhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hobe. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance uProfessor Mthuli Ncube yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, mari ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma pula nema rand, anzi na Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu ele Zimbabwe now only has one official tender, one official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri mu Zimbabwe mofana ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
Hello, bye-bye.
I question for the
and then most of them will still the dead being.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory if you got the message?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency, what we have removed with the basket of currency, we have removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and you have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg or American dollar, then you must go to the bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
I won't ban our stamps. Who keep our stamps? And there's no crime in keeping our stamps.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechi zvaro cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachanga vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachanga vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa Eco Cash changochinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefenyura pamasai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tikutefenyura pane ma web page edu mata. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com. We're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com. And we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevilet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, Labo Abatanda, if Facebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Sikonanjalo, VOA Studio 7. So, linga kohle pela zilukanda ba msakanganwe kuisa ma like nema hat kana muchifarira chirongwa kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa motiudzawo maonero enyu nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu VOA Shona VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7 and most importantly don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no uwandu hwedu.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle at BigMike3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana pa ma page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nditsvaga ku Twitter neku Instagram, ndiri pano pa ma page edu, amofarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Nezuro chaiye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube achianaunsa achiti aiwa nyika yedu haichashandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula. Hanzi, chimbo makasa, chimbo mira nekuti haichashande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman anana businesswoman seiko munyika tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya iri mumugango mainzwa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulti currencies chii uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti tekutanga tinge tine multi currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisupporta. Mari kuti ive mari vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti havana kuti mabond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuuyiswa kwezimu dollar ndingangoti nekuscrapwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanho ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inhangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tenders within within Zimbabwe?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge vamutuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and rather in the government, I think at one point the police. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mutuli Ncube seem to have made a 180-degree of Professor Mutuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is just a self-destructive path where this matter will not end very well. Because you look, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports? Practically, almost everything is imported.
Vachoto regaini mbokubatai pamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga macomments evateereri vedu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka chimbobatai parunhare nditore muteereri, handiti baba. All right, utabolo kone kutwini lukanya ngani luyachisa kutwa sesi le currency izim dollar ikona kutwa ngao le mali ya kwa manyamazwe bond pula pula rand US dollar pansi. No, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli sizu uti yena utini kola kola mtereri we kutanga apina mjirongwa ndi anari parinari.
Hello.
Hey, baba zurufambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami
njalo. Siphilile baba, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngudumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngisiphilele mfowethu.
Udabula khona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, sengisithi bond, nxa ule yusa, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenza elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibone ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa kwi-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision kwi-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, ukuthi into leyo yenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina yi-economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologists amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. So pithi into ezivabheke amanzi, sasilama-institutions amakhulu anjengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-olectural professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education yeZimbabwe academically ikhangelelwe phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende ulezi gwenxa uzahlalele ezi gwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Iso pithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlala ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector yeZimbabwe isile. Abantu ababhenki bayesaba ngenxa yokuthi ibhenki ayiniki i-interest. Ibhenki kumele inike i-interest baba. Ibhenki ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi kumele imali isecirculate omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha uB ayithatha uC ayiboleke uD ayicupha njalo njalo imali isecirculate sese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu iindustry le bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lo mzakho omunye ioxygen omunye igazi abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there is no life ungakhiphi igazi there is no life kuhamba ndawonye baba
awungitshele ke baba Ndlovu ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na
ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi-handicapped ku-disability portfolio sithi even nanxa ngiyi-42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abagogekileyo saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalize ungawukhethi nangena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uyasuspecta 12 years from 42 kusho ukuthi
nge-32
angizezwanga ngayezwa ngumumo welizwe so ngiyi-youth engaboniyo emela ilungelo labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekileyo bathwele nzima kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe ze-economy a consult into ehluphayo ukuthi akukhonse kunje naba ngabona yasibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abone bathwele nzima kula ma talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwaye ezibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshela ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi okuyizinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenza izinyo izinto bona nokhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona phiko phela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilele izweni how are you surviving bafo how
ukuzima baba siphila ngi God's grace kunja kubudgeteki uyisikuya family person abantwana sehle ukuthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba isicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebeze bekwazi lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu ncane yathi isicathulo sami sesibobokile can you imagine kuyasikhathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like you my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangilezilo ukuthi I will need to pass I need to read o Shakespeare impass ngibe yilinguist but that zeal has just vanished
Hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini thank you ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba
Ngiyabonga obe thanks very much
baba. Thank you so much right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe ngundlovu undlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizwe nibabuza ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona Very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parunarera.
Ndiripo.
Right. Imanz wazwa zvitaurwa navandlovu here kana ndombokutsana ngurai.
Ndisana ngurire.
Right. Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being he finds it very important that before government makes decisions they need to consult all stakeholders. You of course being part of the business community elizweni were you guys consulted or makango mukawo zvakungonzi no more USA no more pula no more rand
there was no consultation I actually found it on a I learned of this on Friday afternoon there is a journalist I follow called Hopo Shinono he made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking and yes we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take really because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy according to Professor Mkilinobe using the US dollar but however I think he is actually this western the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. Mm. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar, I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes, but I think it must be backed by production and it cannot just be introduced via speculation. It will not end well.
Right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunze one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually Manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world, to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, nema yusa, nema rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikurusa kuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the... Because we use the black market as the basis of what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency. But the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai nditore mutereri vachoto, then ndokudzoka kwamuri. Ndokunzwa kuti ndine mutereri eCingweni, kola mutereri, mapinda muchirongwa, ngubanoko neCingweni. Mutereri, hello.
Hello.
Yes, papa, unjani?
Muri right here.
Mushe, mkoma, ariparinari hapo ndiani?
Ni mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama topinda muchirongwa, tinomukamuchira.
Tapinda. Ini danheri ndinondoka re nhangire yes kuri tapisa ndauri farira because nyika yemumatambudziko iko zvine right now tikatarisa kuti vabvisa kuti hatitarisha ndizvo hatitoti tishande munyika mapraise ekumashopi iko zvine zvo akwira because vakuda kuvachitera pane rate kuti vanotenga US forex yava break market because hazvishandi woti zvinhu zviri kupinda munyika zvabva kunze zvinonzi zvatengwa neforex zvibhadhara neforex asi data hatichaida munyika handisi kuona zvine misoro zvinokokwadzaisiwa rombo wepasi
zvino mukomangoni ndimi kama uri paground apa kuZimbabwe tiudzeiwo ka kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo ikonomi vanhu vari kuchema chema vachiti yaane nguva yarefu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka
hongu kurama kwakwaoma ikozvinezvikonezvikadati asati vashandi vese tikaraireta mari yacho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosi vazhinji akutambira ma$25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama kwakungotiwo hapana tamuka nyama ndo musi wacho kanangomuka uri mupenyu ndizvo
manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira ma$20 nema$30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezirofu zvekare takanzwa mutuli ncuve achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dhora kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amufaudzika imi hamubvumirani nazvo here izvi hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo
haini handibvumirina kuti bondisu tofanira kushandisa kuti zvinhu zvedu zvimbostabilize kan't have our own currency because nyika yedu haina industry economy yedu yakadhakwa atiskaita US zvinomboita stabilize
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma mukoni tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mudzoke next week handisi
avaita basa
Right, zulukandaba liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni ngomunye umlaleli wethu uthi hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende anzi izwakaitwa na hulumende. This notion that was done by government, I pansi, I don't support it. That's okay. Kuna wachoto tanzwa kuti ari kuti mkoma choto mchiripo parinarere. Right, vati rari kupinda mchirongo ari kuchema ari kuchema. Ndamboverenga imwe comment apa pa page redu re VOA Ndebele. Munhu abvunza mvunzo wakanaka zvikurusa. Vandibvunza nyaya yema foreign banks aya munhu andiri munhu wese anga pane vanhu anga ane ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne mari yekunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Mm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a first move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and they, you know, the advent of the social media also make things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro account. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's SCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe, people would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panya imwe chete your forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to South Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenube said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it still has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars, and I think the big players they took a position. I won't mention names, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in an instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, I mean, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But rigged, that is no support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really a current should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a current.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubatei pamromo, nditore umuom tereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zvirikutaurwa naTendai. Matter of confidence. Anzi vanhu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateriri redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyorere message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo ukusifonela live ecengweni lingenelani kuhlelo live on air. Lingasifonela kucingo inombolo ngu +12026192077. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sengilomlaleli ecengweni. Khola khola mthereri mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zuru kufamba.
Makasimbe rukuwa Mike.
Ah, mushe mushe. Aripar nari apa ndian.
Ntozi kutu. Ngomba ndri kufona ndri pa Messina.
Mkoma gomba waru ku Messina uko. Zuru kufamba yere ku Messina.
Ah, paka ipa, paka ipa.
Dimi ka muru kunze kwe nyika. Anzi, marienyu ya muru kunze. Aicha shande mnyika. Munuweti inazo izosu.
Yeah, report you could do a mutual in the Rasanko Fana and the Moon. Arguma Matri, same sorrow ever chins or Mudum. Nobody put out one ticket and people would have another wrong answer that she should beat it up as she didn't make a good thing. Yeah, you could go to Kemari, Zimbabwe. Shaka Tanga Muna 2000. One Vasaka took the opportunity of Shandama, US dollar, and as you married the good doing candidate. Kusukamuna 2008. Kuburizani inclusive ndizvo zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari ku America nedzimwe mari dzatashata dzemaranzi iri nyaya kurakedza kumotsedza upfumi saka sofa vamutuli ndandiswa kwedziwe mari dzikune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonza economy asi iri nyaya industry kuti munyika hamuna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi
taakushandisa bond taakushandisa RTGS taakushandisa eco cash todi kuti tirendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari.
Kuti nyika igoneke endera mberi chachirungodiwa chete nyaya kuti endere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya ye50% yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva kuti ndovakauraya nyika vanhu ivava ndo zvekare vaakutanga kuuraya kuti vanhu vangava vakutanga kusimuka nemari yekudzimwe nyika saka chavari kuda iyo ndechekuti havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa because ivo kudzimba dzevanhu ivo vaka vana muchuri nivava bhondo havatombodibata.
Saka imi ndoza angu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei
kurarama pakaita pakutongwaomera mona saka hino kuti ivo vachazvifambisa kuti asi haipapa pakatooma hazvigonogamuchirika zviri nyoresvo.
Haiwa Mukoma Gomba, takunzwai zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndinotenda, ndinoramba chindifonerawo tombopota tichitaurawo.
Haiwa musatye Mukoma, chirongwa ndechenyu chogara chikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka handiti.
Handikamaita basi.
Right, udabalo khona egodwini mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle lizwile kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomule umlaleli thine umomthereri abva kupinda pachirongwa tinotenda vagomba. Kola kola mthereri abva kupinda muchirongwa ndiani ari parunare. Mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndi Robert ari kutaura Mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa ndiri kuona kuti muri ku South Africa uko muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ndiri ku Rustenburg.
Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza maranzi enyu haticha hanzi chimbomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Inisemawo nezvitoitaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru vamaVP vakati it won't work. Hazvishandizvi it won't work.
Asi Mukoma Robert VP, Mukoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadii.
Unoona nyaya iri kudya nguva jonga dei kuti kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurava ichokwadi kuti motokari takayadhokta for a reason takayadhokta nekuda kwezvikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti mamotari ndiyo aiwe stretch out ndayekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana mutiriuyu ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka I remember takapeke tina vasimba makoni sometime takauta vana gono mukugunhi mureserve bank muya muya but vanhu iva nenjere dzavo dzakapinza idzodzo vanti vapinda mugavenment yezanup f hamene kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa iri mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asingashandi asinese vanhu imi semaonero andoita ndeyekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market redi ipapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kuti iwayo hapanonda ari kushanda for their own good which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonero andiri kuita imi inhaho ndotinonzi chamutengure chamutava nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamutsana abereka vamwe ndiani pakadai apo
haiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handiti
zvakanaka thank you so much
right nangu munye umlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi loko kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 837 kunoko kuAmerica 237 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassie himself, echoed sentiments which nyikayedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people elizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more.
kuti tibike chaiko kana kuti mwana adye poriji makuseni zvine zvida magetsi kuti iwewo mai udye kuti udini zvese zvokuzasaka magetsi every day tinenge tisina kana magetsi techingori murima sei zvamuri kuona izvozvo zvitatojaira zviri zvokuverenga vana havachatoverengika kondaiwane mari yeku ndatenga kendru ndatenga kuti zvikuni zvacho hazvizobudi nekuti nzva zvakatoma kendru racho rodhura zvehuni dzazodhura saka kutoverenga kwevana chaiko kwakutoramba kutonetsa vaakungotamba mumastriti umu tozongovadedzawo vachipinda mumba kwachena kwakwatovata
tutaba lukhona egudwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga ngokuhlela izwe umnumzana wokuqala yena sisithi ugesi luyahamba ngo-5 bese lubuya hayi during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe i-clock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulo gesi lizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama esekhuluma esithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela hayi liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angiselayo imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayozibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazebe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read nantu dabulu khona egudwini isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika Hanzi kuzimbabwe zvino hazvina kumira mushe asi nezuro Professor Mthuli Ncube vakaintroducer vakati nyaya yenyu yekuuya nemayusa yekuuya nemapula nekuuya nemarand chimbomirai woo makasa hamuchakwanisa kuzvishandisa hanzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti ndakaonawo padandemutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what Professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have a billion US dollars it's all right keep it kodwa you can't use it to trade elizweni kutwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA nebond bese siyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelizwe kodwa elizweni when you're buying ichukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise i-local currency nantu tabalu khona egudwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sisixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezvekusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate namagetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome, mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, mkoma Mike, ziri sei?
Mushe, mkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata, ungoona news dziri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatenda ichoto, navo is a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une USA, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwa. Waakufanira kuenda kubank onochinja mari yako obata bond obata RTGS ouya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi sevechidiki varuta zvemabhizinesi muri kuzvitambirawo sei munyika
izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo inodautika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafanana nezim dollar yobva yariintroducing zim dollar back into the system as be so currency in a mono currency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne zim dollar achona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti to accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
Asi imi sevechidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vacho tovambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuzimbabwe tati nemabalance checks takaita zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to zimbabwe imi sevechidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa section 142 of 2019 yakati yala ichiintroducea zvekutiita zim dollar adzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achajwe in US ozoretwa into bond saka indinogona kungoudza munhu kuti service yangu i20 US iyo zonibhadhara equivalent ye20 US in bond that is the only strategy inenge iripo but chishandisa mapurizes eus
All right, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bataipa runare vamagetsi nditange ndidzokere kuna vachoto tinzwe kuti vanoti vachoto muchiripo parunare rapo. Mr. Choto.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right, nyaya confidence keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hanzi introduction. Zira yavaka unzao nyaya yekuti hapachi sina nyaya yekushandisa ma multi-currencies munyika. Vaka iyo vanoti nemaundo avo it's illegal. Is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing or what he did per se legal? Is he allowed to do that? To just wake up and isati shade ta kushandisa kande nzi.
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that this will make things very difficult for people to maneuver. And I agree with my colleague, what you were saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves the laws to be desired because it's almost like one year just to have come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity, and the businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai tu bate pamromo bachoto nditore mtereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But regai ntangendate mtereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola mtereri, ndukunza otu maashrika parunare, usukona, usungeni legushelo, apinda mchirongwa ndia.
Nito mati nyashan.
Ndiani ariparunare?
Thomas Nyashanu, Gaborone, Botswana.
Ah, dumelang Thomas, okay?
Litera.
Ah, naki, thank you. Thank you so much. Kenile kuhlelo. Welcome. Walena Thomas. What's your opinion on everything happening in KwaZimbabwe?
Okay, mkoma jonga. Nyaya ingilipo ipachena, ipapo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because makandotarira vanhu ana mutori mumwe vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonekwa uchiita break market uchasungwa uchaenda kujeri for 10 years, vakanatsokuona kuti zvaramba kushanda nhasi uno akudzoka neyekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chokwadi chavari kuda vanoda kukorekta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Akhore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti vowanawo forex yokupa business community kuitira kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichaenda unosiya ku bank kana wasiya ku bank handi muri kuona kuti zvese zvina mabeirut change munyika yeZimbabwe. Zvese zvakavhariswa, why? Just because those people, they're trying by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union. For all these are the local guys. Nevese vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamisa nhasi uno muchazwa nyaya ichange yakubuda muZimbabwe, vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achange yaungopita mabhenki achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper iroro hazvina kwarinoshanda, bond paper iroro. Kubatsirana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not iwewe. Saka I don't think kuti zvakatawana mutori niwe kuti uprofesa wavo uprofesa chaivo chaivo, nokuti uprofesa chaivo chaivo anatoziva ka he must know that kuti munin'ina wangu he should have this foreign currency, kwete kuti foreign currency iuye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa inini ndiri muhurumende. Makaona maborders, right? Kana chino declare mota inini ndikunzi you have to pay in foreign currency. But handi muri kuona kuti it's a means of correction if the foreign currency ubva kuvanhu handi, but they are supposed to correct it so nicely kuti hanowo varume muri kuona pane nyika haina kana foreign currency, saka toita they were supposed to do the outreach programs vachibvunza muvanhu just because nyika itongwe nemunhu one. tine maonero akasiyana siyana vanofanonga vachibvunzwa kuno uyo nouyo nouyo tese toto and then tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti orait pabuda at least about 3/4 yeZimbabwe kutova zvakadi. So what can we do? I'd like to say mtuti nuve ndiye anongopropoza and then namunangagwa vobva vapasisa. What's that?
Yakautsvara.
And makatarira nyika dzafana uya in Botswana. Botswana inoti inodepend on diamond. But hapana magetsi ari kudzimwa.
Akautlwa ra, akautlwa. Thank you so much, Thomas, ndokupinda muchirongwa.
Danki ntate.
Danki, danki, papa. Right, Zulukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angari Parunari. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Oh, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guests. And Otanga, kunava magetsi. Vamagetsi, mchiripo parunare rapo. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence restoration, in my opinion, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No solution. The government, like if you watch my declaration of challenges I took my workers last week. Ekutive my workers in Majinji, anga kuchi request my payment in the US. So by that the government goes in the US, yaga payango in dofu but those kavagata to see the where the US national church shadow Zimbabwe. So that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salaries paid in the US. And it's a choke down decision. You see, could Titi Manano gain a confidence? Nobody has a good job and not to vote, but that only to tell you where to get other. Not I know who's an Yaman, but as long as you teach, like it.
I want to.
And the only decision is sustainable. And the solution, I don't like it. You are following what is this? I challenge you.
Aye, regai ndikubatei pamuromo. Pasara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, muchiripo parunare. Right, pasara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power over my gates, mkano kutuwa varewo muchirongwa. Hansi Zimbabwe is open for business. Imataura nyaye confidence. Vamnanga gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Zimbabwe is open for business. Imi ndimiwe business community vacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have yet contested elections. And this issue has not been truly resolved. So once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally. Because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it FDI, its capital movement, capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency. This is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy because there are hardships on the road.
Vachamisa.
If we don't save.
Mkoma choto, vachamisa wakata anzi shunjuka naka mwenyika 2 weeks to go na ugadziri sa chunichi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongo wa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. Todo zokera kuna Mama Getsi. Mama Getsi, 2 minutes zasara mchirongwa. Manzo wa zvataurwa nava Choto. Peta ichirongwa mkomo.
I agree with Zvachitaurwa namukoma Choto kuti the government yakaforsa nomausi in a situation isati yave ready for that. I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic normalcy. Because normalcy of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. If we do not declare it is normal, we achieve normalcy, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. And some of the things they are presumably based on trial and error intentions. I think the government really needs to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens and, of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or nah?
Nah.
I want to know that.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it was Kujara before this FIU 142 of 2019. Zimbabwe, and it was the Papa Index of ease of doing business country. Zimbabwe is at the bottom. It's another process that the investor has to go through. And my investors want to use their questions both time is money. It's not a chance away people from doing business, which means Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Aizwakanaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more, Pachirongwa. But Nguwa Ndiya Jikanana, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda Pachirongwa.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo lwethu lapasakulayo pasara 1 minute muchirongwa chinobhururuka chinomhara. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Tatina vatendai Choto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina zvakare vatatenda Magetsi, ndivo ka co-founder wesangano. He's a co-founder wenhlanganiso Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza, hanzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Iskatsam says pelile Zulu Gandava da tenda zukuru munwesa pinam chirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye bye.